You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes, joined once again by Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I tell you, I mean, ever since you came on board, I am just bringing on all these folks that are on stage, and I know that you are, what are you up to, like 70 what?
I just finished my, with Sweeney Todd, I just finished, that was my 77th.
All right. Well, these young ladies, I think I have to have a lot of work to do to catch up to you and all your productions. But coming up this weekend on Friday and Saturday, four productions, four different chances to see it as the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater is continuing its long-running post-Thanksgiving holiday tradition as it's Madagascar, a musical adventure junior, hitting the stage this weekend at the Venega Theater at the UW Center for Civic Engagement. Two shows on Friday, two shows on Saturday, and we are very happy to welcome into the studio three of the performers of this outstanding production. We have Isla Dunn, who plays King Julian. Isla, good morning.
Good morning.
We have Sophia Volpe, who plays Marty. Sophia, good morning.
Good morning.
And we have Emmy Schneeberger, who is Skipper. Good morning.
Morning.
And we have Cindy Strobel, who is the director as well. Cindy, I'll say good morning to you as we are completely
full. Good morning.
Well, we're going to start with the ladies. First of all, for each of you, are you experienced thespians? Have you been on the stage previously? How many shows have you been involved in? We'll go around the table. We'll start with Isla. How many, what is the number of shows you've been in?
This is my 14th show.
Well, you are coming up on Ian pretty quickly here. Sophia, how about you? How many shows have you been in?
This is going to be my 6th show.
And Emmy, how about you?
This is my 6th show as well.
For each of you, what is it about performing that has first got you involved and has brought you back all these different times? So again, we'll just go around starting with Isla. What is it about performing that you so enjoy?
I think it's the chance to make people laugh on stage. Like, I love making my character funny, and hearing people laugh in the audience is just like, oh my gosh, they're praising me.
And Sophia, what about you? What is it that you love?
Well, one thing that I love about the theater community and being on stage is everyone you get to work with, because everyone has different characteristics. Even the audience, you can see that different people like to see and hear different things. So going along with Isla, I like to make people happy, no matter if they are just in tuned with the musical or even if they don't know. You want to make a good impression on them. And just being able to perform is like a whole different world for you to do something on.
And Emmy, as the third one to get at, answer this, what is it that you love about the theater that's brought you back?
Well, I really like just being on stage and singing and dancing. It's so much fun. But mainly the reason I keep doing theater is because of all of like the people and the friends that I've made and the directors that I've met along the way. And I just love it so much.
I'm going to ask each of you about your roles, but I'm going to bring Cindy in for a moment here because this, I just wanted for folks to understand the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater and this production specifically. Could you talk a little bit about what CWCT is, about the length of time? This is kind of a quick turnaround, isn't it, for a production?
Not really. A typical production, whether you're working with kids or adults, takes about 2 months to throw together from auditions to the show. Children's theater, it has been around, I believe, like 30 years longer than I've been in the theater world here. What we really want to do is show that kids can perform just as well as adults. Mm. And it gives them an opportunity to kind of get outside themselves a little bit. The other thing I think that is really important about theater is that they learn to create something bigger than themselves. and they do it as a team. Mm-hmm. And those are just awesome lessons for kids to learn.
How many kids are involved in this production?
64.
64 kids?
Yeah, plus 20 tiny dancers.
Unbelievable. And how many people tried out? I mean, did you have more than that even come out? Or do you?
Yes. We might have had like 80, 90 tryout.
Is it something that is growing? Is it continuing to grow? I mean, because that's a lot of folks to be able to fill into a production.
Yeah, it's a lot of kids to put in a spot. And one of the things I love about theater is that I kind of think of it as a puzzle where I find the right spot for each kid. And that is a really exciting thing.
And I got one more question for you. You've been around, you know, the theater and been able to be around younger and older performers. What is it special about working with the kids?
What's special about working with kids is that you kind of have a blank slate. The things that when I work with adults that they already know are things that they've learned as kids in theater. You know, when you say five more minutes, the kids are supposed to say thank you five. When you are done with your mic tape, it goes in the garbage. When you're speaking, you need to cheat out. When you're, you know, those little things. And I like being able to teach those things.
Very, very good. And let's get back to the kids here and the performers. Let's talk about the roles that each of you are playing. Isla, you are King Julian?
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about, specifically about the characters, for folks who are saying, hey, I'm not familiar with the show, Madagascar, a Musical Adventure Junior, again, it's coming Friday and Saturday. How would you describe the show itself?
Well, where do I start? there's a lot of dancing and a lot of singing. All the songs are very happy, and it's all like, it'll bring you up and when you're down. It's just a very good, heartwarming thing about friends and family, and it makes me very happy, and I love it.
And we will have more with the cast of Madagascar, a Musical Adventure Junior, coming Friday and Saturday from the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater. Again, the shows will be 2 and 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday at the Venega Theater at UWSP at Wausau. More to come with the cast at 7:22. More to come with Pat Kreitlow coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WXCO Morning Report. I'm Chad Holmes. And this morning we are talking to cast members from the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater. As coming up on Friday and Saturday, it is Madagascar, a Musical Adventure Junior. And we're talking to cast members Ayla Dunn, also Sophia Volpe, and Emmy Schneeberger. And we continue by asking Isla about playing King Julian. What is the character King Julian?
He is an arrogant, slightly dumb party king who doesn't really care about this one tiny lemur named Mort, and he likes to move it, I guess.
I hope that it's a real stretch for you.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I have never played a role like this before.
Well, let's go to Emmy next. You are Skipper. I mean, the only Skipper I know of is from Gilligan's Island. It's not like that, is it?
I don't know what that is, but...
That shows how old I am. Oh, man. But Skipper, what is your character?
Well, Skipper the Penguin is like a leader of his little group of penguins, and I think he very much enjoys being the leader, and he's a little bossy. And he has big dreams of going to the wild, and even when they come true, they realize that it maybe wasn't the best idea.
Sophia, what about you? You are Marty. Who is Marty? Yes.
So Marty is this guy who has a really good attitude, and he loves to have fun. And he has these three, Gloria, Melman, and Alex. Alex is his best friend, and he is a lion. And he tells his three best friends that he wants to go to the wild, and they are just like, that's the worst idea, and they don't believe that that's a good idea whatsoever. And then when that dream that he's had for so long comes true, he realizes that it was never the paradise that was the dream. He just wanted to be together with his friends for so long.
Hmm. I forgot to ask, what grade are each of you in and where do you go to school? Isla, what grade are you in? Where do you go to school?
I am in fifth grade and I go to Rim Mountain Elementary.
Okay. And Emmy, what about you?
I'm a sixth grader at John Muir Middle School.
And Sophia?
I am in seventh grade, and I go to Newman Catholic Middle and High School.
Very, very good. Again, we are talking about Madagascar, a musical adventure junior, which is hitting the stage on Friday and Saturday, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. shows at the Venega Theater at the UW Center for Civic Engagement. I'm going to ask each of you, what's been the biggest challenge of this production for you? Again, we'll start with Isla.
I think the biggest challenge of being King Julian is definitely the accent and the attitude. Mm. He is so bubbly and like he's so light on his feet, it's so hard to act that way and do his little Indian accent. It's very hard.
And Emmy, what about you? How getting into the mindset of being a penguin?
Well, the penguin, we have to do a penguin walk. The penguin walk is very difficult, and I think I'm a little bit like Skipper in his like personality of wanting to be like a leader, but I feel like his voice, the way he acts is a lot different from me, and that's acting. And it's like, I really have to like get into him when I'm like on stage.
And Sophia, what about you? Has there been any big challenge as part of your role?
Well, with Marty, I can relate to him in a lot of different ways, trying to always stay positive in hard times, being a little bit crazy even when you're not supposed to. I think one of the biggest challenges is switching from some of the songs that you'd say that we sing all together, which are like more connected, where in some different songs I sing by myself with ensemble, but it's my solo. So at different times I would have to belt, and at different times we would all blend together. Mm-hmm. So I think definitely switching from different song and vocal types is a little bit tricky. And then also kind of going along with what Isla said, Marty has a little bit of like rasp in his voice, and the fact that like ours are more pure, it's a bit difficult to try and like have a rasp but also not take it too far where it's like a voice crack or something like that. But I think it's been really fun to play this role, and I feel like I can just relate to him in a lot of different ways.
And on the other end of the spectrum, in terms of maybe a favorite either song or a favorite moment, a favorite part of the show, Isla, is there a favorite moment in this show for you?
It's definitely the song I Like to Move It. There's so much energy, and the song is just so woo. And everyone in the crowd is going to know what this song is, so we really got to bring the punch, and I'm very excited to show people what we can do.
And Emmy, is there a favorite moment for you during the show?
Well, I'm not going to like spoil the show, but there is one scene where we're in crates, and the set for that is just awesome, and I love that part so much because it's just so cool. And so that's probably my favorite part.
Sophia.
One of my favorite parts in the show is also Move It, Move It. Like Isla said, there's just so much energy and so much like kaboom that just goes into it. And like she said, just everyone, this is like the breakout song because everyone's going to know it. And you just got to bring energy and have fun. And also one of my favorite parts in the show that I do, in one scene we land in Madagascar and Melman is like this very touchy and he's very sensitive, and at one point he's talking about his back because he says he has sciatica, and then once he says my sciatica's acting up, he's hunched over and I hit his back so it straightens, and it's funny in my opinion because like his back is hurting and I'm over here listening to him complain about like first world problems, and then I just come in and bust the mood, and hopefully I'm hoping to get some laughs, but I really like that part.
Fantastic. Sounds like it should be a lot of fun. Again, there's four different chances for people to see it on this Thanksgiving weekend. You got Friday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Venega Theater, UW Center for Civic Engagement. Tickets are available online. We will have a link to be able to get the tickets online on our show page where you can get the podcast and all the other information about this show, but it's cwct.booktix.com. And again, we'll give you all the information in terms of pricing and everything else by going to our show page. Again, just go to WXCO.FM at the end of the show today, and we'll have the podcast and all this information as well. Well, young ladies, break a leg. Have a lot of fun this weekend. And thank you all for coming in. And really,
yes, thank you.
Outstanding
thank you.
Job.
Thanks so much.
And Cindy, thank you as well.
Oh, thank you. Always happy to be here, Chad.
Absolutely. So again, that is Central Wisconsin Children's Theater and their performance of Madagascar, A Musical Adventure Junior at the UW Center for Civic Engagement Venega Theater, both on Friday and Saturday, 2 and 7 p.m. We'll be taking a quick break and then coming back with more. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the WXCO Morning Report on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and at 12:30 a.m. online at WXCO.FM and on the Civic Media app as well. Well, I think we can say that winter has hit us pretty hard right now. It's not quite heavy snow yet, but driving into work this morning, I had to make sure I was testing my brakes, make sure I left a little bit early, because it wasn't quite icy out there, but it is getting a little slippery out there. So just keep that in mind while you're driving this morning. I am your engineer / producer, Ian Welsh, but the show is not about me.
No, it's about me. No, it's not about me.
Team effort.
Thank you, Ian.
You're welcome, Chad.
Stepped out for a moment, but I am back in. It is 7:54. Temperature is 31 degrees. Some of that light snow is falling, but the thing that's kind of jumping out right now, when I was just outside, is it's windy. It's very.
Oh, yeah.
There is a wind advisory that's in effect. Going on today until 6 p.m. So in addition to the snow, it's going to be blowing snow. So it's not going to be a lot of snow, somewhere in the maybe 1 to 3 inches, maybe even 2 to 4 inches before all is said and done. But the thing that could cause some issues later on as we continue into this Wednesday is how the snow is going to blow. And so if you're driving, if you're heading out for your Thanksgiving holiday a little bit early here before tomorrow, make sure that you give yourself a little bit extra time. And as you said, when we get out there for the first time with some snow and with some inclement weather, you may forget, because it's been a number of months since we've had to drive in snow, that you need to give that little bit of extra buffer, that do not tailgate, because if you do have somebody that stops suddenly in front of you, maybe a deer will pop out, that could lead to an accordion effect and lead to a significant accident. So,
I actually did see an accident. I was driving past the courthouse on the way to work today. I saw some police sirens over there. I saw a truck that had I'm not sure if it crashed, but it was on the side of the road, and there was a tow truck over there. So just keep in mind for people that, you know, driving in winter weather is very dangerous, and you need to be cautious and you need to be considerate of everyone else around you. Saving a few extra seconds is not worth you hurting yourself or anyone else. Just be cautious out there, please, because the temperature is definitely going to drop as the week goes on, and if we get more snow, there's a good chance that it'll get even more slippery.
Exactly. In addition to the wind advisory that is in effect until 6 p.m. today, there is a winter weather advisory now in effect. It started at 6 a.m. this morning, goes until 6 p.m. this evening. Snow expected, total snow accumulations between 1 and 3 inches possible, could get up as maybe as high as 4 inches in the area. It's the northwest winds gusting to 35 to 45 miles per hour. That is something to keep a definite eye on, resulting in blowing and drifting snow. This advisory is for us here in Marathon County, also Portage County and Wood County as well. So if you're heading south, that this advisory is in effect. But as we talked about yesterday, if you're heading north, it could be even tougher in terms of the snow, because as you go further north, more and more snow. You got the winter weather advisory here in this area. You've got a winter storm warning in effect up in Oneida County and points north. You have a blizzard warning up in the far northwestern part of the state and into the UP of Michigan as well.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. I didn't just say it was about 13 to 16 inches up like really far north,
upwards of 30 inches way up north. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it is really going to be a massive major. And you see it when you see the term blizzard warning, that says it all right there. So, I mean,
it's not putting it lightly, that's being truthful.
I mean, here we have the winter weather advisory, that is very tame compared to everything else. But you have that blizzard warning. That means, and again, this is a holiday. I mean, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and people do travel. And we had a number of the day just last week talking about the amount of people that do travel more than 50 miles for when it comes to the holiday. If you're one of those folks that is traveling either today or tomorrow, make sure that you do take that little bit of extra time. Today is the day that really is the main weather issue. Tomorrow, a slight chance of snow showers in the afternoon, but mainly mostly cloudy. And as you said, it is going to be a start of a cold stretch, a high near 26 degrees, and those northwest winds continue to gust up as high as 31 miles per hour. So that means the wind chill factors will be a factor. Then the sunny skies return on Friday, but Black Friday, chilly, 25 degrees, and for the weekend, snow on Saturday, more snow. And I was looking, and it looks like it could be significant. We'll have to keep an eye on that as we get, when we come back on Friday, we'll talk about it. But snow on Saturday at a high again of 25 degrees.
Well, it's definitely good to get a little snow. Just a little bit at a time.
Well, that's the thing.
Huge pile.
It's not the big ones we're looking for. You don't need those snow drifts quite yet.
And you have to shovel it, and that's not fun.
Exactly.
At least for me, it's not.
No, it is not. It's not fun for very many people, that's for sure. Coming up, top of the hour, it's almost 8 o'clock, and we have an information update, news, weather, and sports coming up, and then we'll be back. Pat will be back at 8:06, and we'll be back at 8:22 for the WXCO Morning Report. You're on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. The time is 8:22. Some light snow. Crazy conditions in downtown Wausau. 29 degrees is the temperature. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Well, last night, the Wausau City Council voted to override Mayor Doug Denny's veto of the 2026 city budget by a 9-2 vote. And I want to talk a little bit about what this veto means in terms of how the mayor is working with the council and working as mayor so far in his term.
Okay.
Because even beyond the discussion on why the mayor felt like he had to veto it or why the council felt as though it was not a good veto and they had to override it, the thing that it says, again, is that this mayor has very little political capital right now in City Hall. He is somebody that threatened a veto, and then he did veto, and the council is saying, so what? it says to me that the mayor of Wausau needs to take a long look in the mirror and say, how can I be most effective in this job? He has some priorities, obviously. Mm-hmm. And in order for him to be able to accomplish what he would like to accomplish in this term, he is going to have to go about things, I think, significantly differently than he has in the first less than 2 years of his administration. Because when you have a veto that is slapped back this emphatically, it says he's got very little in terms of political capital right now with this council. And I don't get a sense that the community is going to be outraged because this veto was overridden. Yeah. The mayor, when he vetoed this budget, talked about the looming financial challenges. He talked about the potential of a tax increase, that he would not accept any tax increase at all. He noted that staffing has grown and that he feels as though that the city could reduce its staffing, not through layoffs, but through natural attrition. City Council President Lisa Rasmussen disagreed. She was somebody that supported the budget and said that basically that this crisis that the mayor is talking about when it comes to the budget and the need for cuts and the like is not there right now, that the 2026 budget and the 2027 budget are two different things, that some of these issues that the mayor talks about are problems that will exist in the next budget. It should not bring this year's upcoming budget to a complete halt. So, yes, that...
It is a fair point.
That there will be discussions, but the veto of this budget is not the right thing to do. And obviously, a great majority of the board agreed. The only two dissenting votes to override the veto came from Terry Killian and Victoria Tierney. Killian had been the only council person who had voted against the 2026 budget earlier this month. Tierney supported it. So basically, it was a flip by her because she basically said, well, I voted for the budget the first time, and now I'm voting against it the second time. And one of the interesting political stories out there, I think, in my mind, is the political alignment of the Killian family and Mayor Doug Denny. I don't understand it. I've never thought that Tom Killian would have been somebody that would have been as close to the mayor that in some areas that he is. And his mother, Terry, on the board, has been probably the most steadfast supporter of Mayor Denny so far in this administration. So, again, that's one of the interesting political questions I see out there, and I don't really have any answers to it at this point. But the big story from last night, again, is that the city council, on a 9-2 vote, did override the veto of Doug Denny. And, again, I just think that one of the stories that needs to be acknowledged is that there is a definite political weakness within the mayor when you have a veto that is slapped back so emphatically. And it's something that we'll talk about when we discuss political news with Marathon County Democratic Party Chair Nancy Stensel Monday morning. She usually comes in every other Thursday, but tomorrow we are off because of Thanksgiving.
That's right.
So we've rescheduled Nancy for a Monday morning, and she'll be with us at 7:22. And I'm sure this will be one of the political stories that we do talk about when she comes in with us coming up on Monday morning. So, so interesting. Again, it's not surprising, I think, that the veto was overridden. But again, it is significant when a chief executive has a veto that is overridden by such a massive majority of a legislative body.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Time now for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
Ian is 2-for-2 so far this week. So
doing pretty well.
Doing very well. All right. The Wausau City Council now has a budget. They overrid the veto, so now the council's approved 2026 budget will go into effect. The number of the day is, what is the total city budget in terms of dollars? What is the city of Wausau budget in terms of dollars? Your choices are $141.7 million. $171.7 million. $201.7 million. So 141.7, 171.7, $201.7 million.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to say, final answer, I'm going to say $171.7 million. Final answer, I'm going with the middle number.
All right, the 2026 budget is projected to be around $171.7 million.
Three out of three. Oh my gosh, this feels good.
Well, we'll come back Friday and see if you can wrap up a perfect week.
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Chad. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And everybody, safe travels out there.
Please.
Stick around. More Pat Kreitlow next on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.